Someone had asked me, what did you speak in Burlingame? And the Lord is starting it out with kind of like that, and it was taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, when you taste of something, it just is like, it's foolish to the things of man, but it's wise in God's eyes when you can taste something and then be able to see something. Because you're using your mouth, but now your eyes are seeing. Now your inward man is delighting in the things of God. Well, have you tasted? Have you seen the Lord is good? Have you had trials? Have you tasted it, though? Have you entered into trials? Have you swallowed his word? That means in those trials, tribulation is going to work patience. Patience is experience. Experience, hope. Hope is what maketh not ashamed. We're not ashamed of the gospel. And it's going to be the love of God that is going to be shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Have you tasted that? Has he revealed to you spiritual eyes what that truly means? Have you had chastening? Do you know what that means? Because if you don't, hopefully you will experience it. You'll be chastened, and it's like, and you can rejoice in a chastening. You know why? Because a lot of people go, oh, so-and-so's getting chastened. You know how I see it? Look how much God loves. Look how much God loves that vessel that he would chasten, that he would correct. That is the love of God shed abroad unto all men. And that's what's going to be preached by each vessel as you taste and you see that the Lord is good. The song came to me, and it was last week, but even this week. Oh, my brother, do you know the Savior? How much do you really know your Savior? Because there is no other salvation anywhere except from Jesus, who is wondrous, he's kind, and he's true. Have you tasted of that? Can you see that? Have you seen someone who has tasted that he's kind and that he's true? Do you see it with your eyes? Are they a living example? Are they a witness unto man, but first unto God? He's the rock. He's the only rock of our salvation. We stand on the rock secure, not on sinking sand. There's honey in that rock. Have you tasted it? Have you been able to see why it's called honey? Oh, there's honey in the rock for you, my brother. There's honey in the rock. It's for you. Leave your sins for the blood to cover, as it already has. There's honey in the rock for you. I want to know the sweetness and the good things of God, but sweetness does not always come through yummy things. If you remember, the things that are bitter are very, very healthy for you. My daughter always tells me to eat apricot seeds. They are the most bitter, disgusting thing to have to taste. But it makes you healthy. And I'm thankful that she shared that, because just like the Lord has told us, we need, Paul wrote this down, you've got to have these trials. You've got to have these tribulations. You have to have them. Why? Because God said, in Psalms 32, I will guide you. I mean, think of this. I will guide you with mine eye. With my eye, not man's eyes. The eyes of the palm line of the Word of God. Everything that is said, as long as it measures up with the Word of God. But the whole thing is not just what we preach, not just the plumb line. It's not just in the order of the Word of God. Was it in order in the thing? Is that the order of the thing? Was it in that order? And that's where the whole body gets food for the soul from the Word of God that is preached. Everyone has correction. Everyone gets built up. Everyone's edified. Everyone is going to be exhorted. We are on the same team. And without those team players, where are we? I mean, this is something God has really laid on my heart, and it's been a burden to me. It is not just here. It's everywhere. It's in your homes. That's where it started. Are you a team player in your own household? What about on your job? Do you need every player on your team? What if someone doesn't play so well? Do you kick them off the team? Make them sit the bench? No. The Word of God says we are up to uphold them by the word of His grace. Build them up. I think of Sean playing basketball. His mom said, "Are you sure you want to play?" "Yes, Mom, I want to play." Well, he's the most pigeon-toed baby. But he runs the court. He runs in the ability wherewith he's been given. And you know what his teammates do? "Even though you're clumsy, even though you do that, Sean, we need you on our team. We need you." You know, it says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some is, as you see the day approaching." As the manner of some is. We don't want to fellowship one with another. We don't want to share in the love of God. And this is something I believe is missing everywhere. Where is the love of God? And I'm not saying that we don't get chastened, so don't let your mind wander. The love of God does chasten. The love of God does that. The Word of God does that. But you're going to see from this message what God says about it. Do you pray to God your Father? Are you asking Him, "What would you have me to do?" Never fear. Fear is not of God. He will surely answer. Why? Because there's honey in the rock for you. There's that sweetness. And when you eat the Word of God, remember, it's sweet as honey, but it's going to be bitter in the belly when it's worked out. I'm glad when I get chastened. I don't know about other people. I love it when God says, "I want you to study my word. And I want you to look at each one of those words, and I want you to see if your heart is measuring up to what was preached." My heart, not your heart. I'm not to be pointing my fingers to other people. My heart before my God. Is my love the love of God? Then go out in the streets and the byways. What are we to do? Preach the word. Preach the word to the many or even few. I want you to say, and this is a song, Grace Saints. I want you to say to every fallen brother, there is honey and it's in the rock for you. You may have to eat of this and partake in the suffering. You may have to take the chastening. But because I love you, you're going to get so much more. You're going to grow. Do you see how much God loves you? Because He's correcting you. You see, when you sit in your own household and you see one person get corrected, "Well, I'm sure glad that wasn't me." People, that is you. And that's where love, it's gonna show up for what it is. What is in our heart? Let the fire come. Let it be tested. What if it were you? What if it were you? Well, I know Paul knew that Timothy was going to come in after his place. He was his predecessor. He was going to come in right after he was. He had to preach. And Timothy, you better listen to what I'm telling you. Because if you want to honor God with all of your substance, you're going to have the pure, sincere word. Start with the milk. Get into the meat, Timothy. And as I went in this, I asked the Lord, I said, "Are you sure you want me to talk about this?" "Yes, this is where He led me." I said, "Well, I'm going to get on and just listen to a message somewhere then. I don't know, Lord. I just got to be encouraged in the Lord myself first." And wouldn't you know, He led me to a pastor who preached the same thing, where the Lord had already told me to go. He knows what we have need of. He knows. 2 Timothy, you want to honor God? Tell you what, we're living in this day, 2 Timothy chapter 3. this know also. So that means what I've just told you, Timothy, I pray for you night and day. I want God's best for you. I know that what was in your mother and in your grandmother first, I know what's in you. Now, Timothy, you're going to have to stir up that gift. Because why? This know also in the last days, perilous times. Perilous. Not everything that we see in so many places. Everybody's just happy and jolly. Well, he said you were going to have a reducing of your strength. Reduce your strength that you must enter into his strength. Perilous times are going to come. And you can read. I mean, it says men are going to be lovers of their own self. It's all about me first. And it's my time. And it's where I want to go. And it's what I want to do. No, our steps are ordered of the Lord. Have you tasted? Have you seen that the Lord is gracious? Have you ate this and known that if you were of your own self or covetous or boasters or proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful people, unthankful, even in churches, they're unthankful for the word of God that's being preached. Unthankful, unholy. We are a holy child. We are holy because he is holy. Without natural affection. Oh, it's happening. There is no natural affection going on. It's all about me. Truce breakers. Remember when farmers used to just shake their hands and say, we agree, this is the land, you'll pay me later. You can't do that with people now. And I think the Lord knew aforetime. What does his word say? Don't lend money. And the reason for lending, if you're going to give it, you give it. Because when you loan money, you are putting the person that you loan that to, you're putting them under bondage to pay you back. Because they're going to think about it all the time. Traitors, they're heady, they're high-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. I saw that years ago. And if you do this, that's between you and God. I'm saying this is how God showed me through the word of God. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. What happened to people standing up and saying, well, I guess my child can't play on Sunday. They need the word before they need soccer. You see, now most people say, now you're getting legal. No, I'm getting into the word of God. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Incontinent. Despisers of those that are good. Lovers of God. But here's the thing. They have a form. There's a form of godliness. You can have a form, but you can deny the very power thereof. And that's a sad condition. Very sad. A form. You speak what's right. You come to church. You do what you're supposed to in your home. But when nobody's watching, that's what's so important. If you're really doing it as unto the Lord, you're doing it right morning, noon, and night before God. He said, I want you to know that evil men and seducers, they are going to wax worse and worse. And when I say evil man, I am not talking about Christians. When I'm talking about sinners, I'm not talking about a born-again believer. They are no longer sinners. They may be carnal, but they are no longer called sinners. We've been saved by God's grace, and to trample that. Continue in the things that you've learned and heard and assured of. Just like I'm assured if someone tells me about a pig. Don't ever call a Christian a pig. They're not. Never will be. They already were. They've come out from that. They are a new creation. Knowing of whom you have learned them. Paul said, and I love this verse, just because of certain things that's been going on for months. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, inspired. God gave it. The holy prophets spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Because if they didn't, where would growth come from? I remember when I came here, God told me, I want you to watch Jean. But that didn't mean that I was supposed to think everything. You better try the Spirit and know whether it be of God. And I love my pastor. And I will listen to the Word of God. And when I was here Wednesday, that man went through the Word of God and he spoke it, inspired Word of God. But I had to take it for my own life. How many were looking at another individual? How many people are looking at these things? This ought not to be. We are to be judging. Let judgment begin in this house. This one. And I'm sorry, I have to preach what I've been given. Oh, Paul Smith always said, you don't ever say you're sorry. I don't believe that either. Given inspiration of God is profitable. Why is it profitable? For healthy teaching. What's going to grow you up? What's not going to allow something to continue on in carnality? It's given for reproof. It's not the pastor. It's not the teacher. It's the Word right here. It's going to correct you. It's going to reprove you. It is for correction, and it is for instruction in righteousness. We are righteous people now, and we have to know how to live a righteous life. And we are going to be chastened, I'm telling you. We're going to be corrected because he loves us. He's instructing us in the ways of true righteousness, not self. We're talking true righteousness. He said, why does he preach the word? Because he wants the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly. That means thoroughly washed in, out, inward, outward. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All good works. So, saying that, we go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Because I'm telling you, if we better be praying. There is so much going on. So much. Chapter 2. Remember, Paul's going to pass off the scene. He had to fight a good fight. He was a prisoner. He's writing to Timothy. And he's given him these letters. And he said, thou therefore, my son. And that's how I take a lot of times when my pastor talks to me. Sometimes I may not like what he says, you know? That happens to all of you, so I don't, you know, you can't really sit there and judge somebody. Sometimes you don't know what he's talking about. But you'd never say he's wrong. You say, Lord, if that's the truth, you'll show me. I want to know. Search my heart and know whether it be of God. Thoroughly. Thoroughly wash me, Lord, no matter what it takes. But he'll order our steps, whether it hurts or it's bitter and you have to taste it. He ordered my steps and I'm coming out as gold. He orders your steps. You'll come out as gold if he ordered that step for you. Just like mom, she's leaving. Does it look like something I want? No. But if he's leaving, she will come forth as gold. That's how I want for my brothers and my sisters, all of you. I want you to come forth as gold shining for him. My son in the gospel, I want you to be strong. But I want you strong, not in yourself, not in somebody else, not in false teaching. I want you strong in the grace of God. Because he said, my grace is going to be sufficient for all of us. All of us. Favored. I pray my brothers and sisters will find favor in the Lord. Do I acknowledge wrong? No, not according to the Word of God. But you know what? I can say it's wrong, 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 wrong. Think of all the homosexuals out here. I can sit and say that over and over and over and over. That is not going to change people. This is what's going to change, Paul. Preach to them. When you knew God, you didn't glorify him as God. You gave up the natural use, what it was of a woman, and now you're making it a man. It's tell them what Jesus said by his word. What does the word say? I want you strong in the grace, but you don't just get grace that is in Christ Jesus, the anointed Jesus, Savior. We get much more. We get the grace, but we get the one who brought it for us. The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. Okay, you think of that. A witness for what? The word, the grace. Many have heard this message. Many had a change in their life. I think my thing is I always go, I'm glad I was where I was. I am glad that I was the scum of the earth when he came and he talked to me, because that shows me God's grace. It humbles me. It shows me, who are you? Even to judge another. I don't want to judge any of you. I want to judge. Let him judge you by his word. Same way he's doing me. And I mean judge every jot and every tittle, every part of it. What did we do last week? What were we walking in? What were we talking in? Did it edify the body? Did it grow somebody up? If it did, thank God for his marvelous grace. I've been corrected times when I said something that wouldn't build up. How many will even admit to that? Not very many. Not very many. The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to commit this. I want you to give it to them. Who? To someone who's going to be a faithful man. They're faithful. They believe what God says. But when they say it, it's not... That same thing, it's not what you say, it's the attitude we're saying it. It is truth. It is truth. But that attitude has to be God's love. Because I don't want this message, Timothy, to be smothered out. I want this message to keep going. Even though I'll be off the scene, maybe I won't even be here. He said, I want this message to go forth. These faithful men, it's going to, who shall be able? They're going to be able to teach others. How are they able? I know whom I've believed. I'm persuaded. It is he. He is able. And he gives them the grace to be able. Thou, my son, I want you to endure. I want you to persevere. I want you to keep pressing on. I want you to keep going, no matter what. I wouldn't want to be a pastor today for anything. For anything. And they say, don't ever say never. Well, I'm not. But I'm going to tell you, I believe even we are pastors. You're leading. Are you leading them in green pastures? Are you taking them over to some stubble that chokes them, makes them sick, gets them all upset? I want you, Timothy, I want you to endure. Not them, not you. He's talking to me. He has to speak to you through this word. Timothy, you must endure. You must go through these afflictions, these thorns, that are coming at you. I want you to endure the hardness, these afflictions and thorns. I want you to take this and go through it as a what? A good soldier of Jesus Christ. You know, everyone is not cut out to go to war. They're not. You'll see men enlist all the time and women, and they'll end up coming home. I'm not cut out for that. We've been called to be a good soldier for Jesus' sake. And Paul, bless his heart, how he put on the whole armor of God. put it on. And when you have it on, have you ever jumped over the part that said, and pray for me that the doors will be open, that I can preach the gospel, that I really need prayer for this. Thank God for praying, saints, praying that the word goes forth. A good soldier, but I'm a soldier of Jesus, a soldier of Jesus. No man, I don't care who we are, Timothy's being told something. Timothy, you've got to get this. And if you want to honor God with all your substance, these words are for you. Timothy, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. We're talking about spiritual battle. We're talking about spiritual weapons, not carnal weapons. We're talking about spiritual weapons that will not fail. Man's armor can fail. This armor here has been tried, it's been proven, and now he wants us to taste it. He wants us to see. We can trust in that shield of faith, believing God. We can trust in that sword. We can trust in that hope. Don't get caught up in the affairs of this life. And I don't know about you guys, but I have. It'll pull you down so quick, I don't even care anymore. You know what? Let everybody else take the affairs. I think I'll just step to the side and just go on with Jesus. That he can please him. When you get caught up in the affairs of this life, Timothy, you're not going to please me. I want you to please him who hath chosen you to be a soldier. Please me. And without faith, Paul knew this. He said the same thing that Jesus did. Jesus said the joy that was set before him, we read. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. And he sat down on the right hand of his Father. Paul said, don't think it bad, the bonds and afflictions that abide me. This is for the saints. This is to help. And that's what our heart should say. I want to help my brother. I want to help my sister. And sometimes, like I said, sometimes it takes chastening by the word. It's God's order. But not talking about it one with another. And if a man strive for the masteries, yet he is not crowned, except for he does one thing. You got to do it in God's order, the right way. Well, how do I know what's right, Lord? I said, I will guide you with mine eye. I will lead you by the power of the Holy Spirit. When you're in question, when you're upset, or when you're worried, don't say anything. You get away alone with me, and you talk to me. I will surely answer you. Because there's honey in the rock for you. There's more honey where you got that, Penny, but you're gonna have to take the bitterness that goes with it. And I'm putting my name, not that I'm higher than anybody else, you gotta put your own name there. The husband that laboreth, he must first be the partaker of the fruits. Jesus paid it all. He went all the way through for the joy that was set before him. He has put a joy before each one of us that we don't have to get our eyes off on this and that, which I do. I'll tell you right now, I do. But I also have discernment. And you need to pray, one, for the body. We got to pray. There's stuff you can't even see that's going on. We're looking at just the surface of things. There is things that we cannot see. If he rolled back the curtain, Vern shared that with me. Oh, Penny, you don't even know the opposition. You don't even know what's out here that you can't even see. But I guarantee you can feel it. You are pressed by it beyond measure, even unto death, that you wish you weren't even here. You can feel that. And it's a terrible, terrible have to feel something like that. So would you want to pass that on in love to your brother or your sister? I don't think so. Consider what I say, the Lord give you understanding. He said, Timothy, I want you to understand in all things, in everything you're going to taste. Bring more out of the valley than you went in with. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Lord, bring more out with them than they went in with. They've made a mistake. Oh, I don't ever do that. I've never made a mistake. You see, we are leaning into our own understanding. Own understanding. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer. Ugh. That even sounds bad. Paul said this. You know, I suffer trouble as an evildoer. He wasn't doing evil. Even unto bonds. He was thrown in prison. He said, but the word of God, you're never going to bind God's word. No matter what condition, wherever you're at, whatever trial, whatever affliction, you know the word of God is not bound. It's not going to be cast out. It may by unbeliever, but not by a true believer. We need this word. This is what is going to stand forever. I'm going to move on because he gave me this one. Study. Timothy, you got to get this, Timothy. You need to study to show yourself approved unto God. Anyone who wants to honor God with all of his substance, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Rightly dividing the word of truth. That's understanding even why someone would preach chastisement through the word, correction. I guarantee you, it all starts in love. It should go through that in love and come out in love. Because if it didn't start in love, someone could come out in love. It's got to be the attitude of our heart. Is it love? Rightly dividing the word of truth. And here's what he told me, not you. You have to take it for you. Timothy, this is one thing you're going to have to do. You need to shun profane and vain babblings. Immediately, I thought of the Tower of Babel. Here's how we're going to do it. Have you ever got on a rampage? I have. You will babble, 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 babble. And the Lord said, it's to no profit. Don't even do it. He said, you need to shun, get away from it. Say, I don't want to be part of it, of vain babblings. For they increase unto more ungodliness. Not going to bring godliness. It'll bring more ungodliness. And what I mean is, if you would have listened to Gene, he even said, and I've said it for I don't know how long, when you say something, just say me, when I say something against my sister or against my brother because they did this, and now I'm going to go over and I'm going to tell Brenda, Penny, you're spreading defilement. I hope the Lord is pleased with that, Penny. Okay, Brenda, now with you, I hope you don't ever tell anybody about this babbling I'm doing. And then Brenda says, well, I'm going to call her and I'm going to tell her about it. Well, we're just doing it so they can pray. It's spreading defilement in the house of God. And I will be the first to admit, if you say something against me and I find out, yeah, I usually tell somebody. But now the Lord has trained me, don't do it. You are spreading defilement in my house. Then everybody's going to get caught up in all the affairs that are going on in this life. And you guys, I'm sorry if you don't believe what I'm saying, but I know it's truth. It's truth. It's not easy to have to swallow. I had to swallow it before I could give it to you. And that's the one I'll be responsible for. Timothy, you better know. Verse 20 and 21. In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but there are also of wood and earth. Some to honor, but some to dishonor. So why would I get corrected? Because I want to bring honor to him. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. He will be sanctified, and he will be meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. You know, I've always thought that, you know, have you ever tried to defend yourself? And the Lord says, you know, you got to defend yourself. Well, then you take that part and you grow in it. And then he says, what are you doing? You don't have to defend Frankie. You don't have to defend Charlie. You don't have to defend them. I am their defense. My word will defend. My word will uphold with honor and power and glory. But it will also correct when it's wrong. But to all those who were in the midst of that defilement. All. And that's where I came in. We must judge our heart. What did my mouth say? What did I do? Lord, forgive me. Thank you for chastisement. Thank you that we tasted it. And now I see. Now I see why you're allowing these things. You've got to understand why you're being chastised. Because he's instructing us in the right ways of righteousness. That's all his goal has been from the very beginning. Paul, he just said the same thing Jesus did. Now he's passing it to Timothy. Paul already knew. Jesus knew all the stuff that was going to take place. And God knows too. His eyes are not shut. His eyes are open. I say, Lord, please, if there's any wrong in me, show me, Lord. Show me. My eyes can be open. Help me to swallow the truth when the word is given. Even vain babblings. When I went in and I looked it up, it was like, stay away from it. Slow to speak. Don't do it. It's just going to gender more strifes and more ungodliness. Let's all stand.